Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
Good evening, Seattle. My name is Matt Koch. Kevin is not here. He had an Illuminati meeting he had to be at. That's all I can say. But we're going to have a great time. Lots of local jams. Black Craft is in the studio. They're going to play some acoustic stuff for us. And we'll hear one of their recordings they just finished up. Going to start off tonight, though, with the Loud Local Band of the Week. They're called the Young Evils. Their new EP, Renegades, is out now. This is on it. Their next show, October 10th at the Sunset with Bread and Butter and Snuff Redux. So this is Renegades starting off Loud and Local tonight on The Rock.
Oh,
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Can you hear me?
Jones in the way here on Loud and Local 99.9 KISW. My name is Matt Koch, filling in for Kevin Deers. And before A-Ron, we heard from the BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week. They're called the Young Evils. Their next show is October 10th at the Sunset. And then in November, A-Ron Jones is having back-to-back nights charity Thanksgiving shows at the Tractor Tavern on November 20th and the 21st. And on the 20th, you can see him and the Young Evils together, along with the Haulers. So go to their Facebooks and check out all that stuff. You know how to search A-Ron Jones and the Way and the Young Evils, or at the BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week page. Tonight I have in studio with me a local band by the name of Blackcraft. We got Victoria, Raw Dog, and Bushwhacker up here. We are going to hear from them next. We'll be right back.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Not Kevin Deers. My name is Matt Koch, filling in. He's got a meeting with the Illuminati. That's all I can say. Joined in studio by local band Blackcraft. Very excited to get some spend some time with these three. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. We'll start here and we'll just go right on down the line. Say your name, and what you do in the band, and who your favorite Ninja Turtle is.
Okay. My name is Raw Dog. I play guitar, and my favorite Ninja Turtle is Michelangelo.
Party on.
Party on.
My name is Bushwhacker. I play the drums, and I think Michelangelo as well.
Not Leonardo? No,
well, it might be Leonardo.
Okay.
It might be Leonardo.
What's up, guys? My name is Victoria Kraft. I am the vocalist and rhythm guitarist, you know, when I feel like it. And my favorite Ninja Turtle is definitely Donatello, because purple is my favorite color.
Purple's a good color. Can't argue with that. Bushwhacker, you play drums, but you're holding a guitar right now. Tell me about that.
Well, I can play the drums on the guitar for the Ooh. Most part, at least to fill in for tonight.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. So we have an acoustic performance that you guys are going to do for me and for all of Seattle. Throw that in there, too. Very excited about that. What's the backstory on the song you're going to play here?
Honestly, we don't have any acoustic music. It's all pretty dark and doomy. And Kevin said, hey, if you guys want to play an acoustic song on the air, you're more than welcome to. And so I looked at the guys and I was like, hey man, I have a song I wrote about a year ago. It's kind of doomy.
Let's do it. She meant my first time using the dump button. That was fun.
I messed it up.
She's excited. It's okay. It happens. Is there any swearing in the song, Victoria?
There's no swearing in
okay.
our music.
That's good to know. So what's the name of the song? Don't worry about it. You're fine.
We haven't quite come up with a song yet because it's totally unreleased, but at the moment we're just calling it No Pain, No Game.
Okay, I like it. So this is a real Loud and Local exclusive.
Absolutely.
You won't find this anywhere else. This
nope.
is like a one-off almost.
Absolutely.
Okay, I like it. Well, with that, I'll let you guys take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4. Is there too much that someone like me. No pain, no gain, keep fighting to be free. No hell, no spell to catch someone like me.
Yeah! It's over, right?
Yeah, it's over.
Okay, cool. Mother Crone, who we were talking about earlier, gets me with those false stops all the time at their shows.
They're so good at that.
They are. So I just want to check. That was awesome. Great job, you guys.
Thank you.
That was local band Black Craft. We have them in studio. If you want to keep up with them, check them out on Facebook and Reverb Nation. Black Craft, all one word. That was an acoustic interpretation. That was very cool and very dark. How would you describe your regular sound when you're all plugged in and everything?
It's very unique, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We pride ourselves on being just our own thing and not really following any regime. So we have a lot of people who have heard this single. I mean, not a lot, a couple of people. And a few of them have said, you know, it's kind of all over the place in a way, but at the same time it has its own structure, and so a lot of people have compared me and the band's feel to The Doors, actually, which has been my favorite band since I was two. And so I relate to Jim Morrison a lot, and I respect his way of just doing his own thing and just going for it.
Yeah, he's a man. So is that the single that we're about to hear now, this plugged in one?
Yeah, The Lotus.
Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and start that. And then we'll come back, we'll talk some more, and I'll play some more local jams, all right? Let me make sure I got this on. We ready? This is The Lotus, right?
Yep.
The Lotus by Black Craft. It's Loud and Local, 99.9 KISW.
We'll be right back.
was awesome. Blackcraft in studio, the band we just heard. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome. So that song was called The Lotus, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Tell me about the songwriting and recording process of that song.
Take it away, Victoria.
Well, when I first started this band, I was writing all of the music in it. And I ended up losing all of the music that I had. Like, my phone reset itself.
Oh.
Yeah. So I lost a whole album's worth of music. And so Skylar ended up finding me, and he goes, "Hey, man, I've never been in a band with a female before. I think it would be great. You know, we should jam." And so he kept coming up with these awesome riffs. And so I basically let him take the ball on that. And I said, "You know, you can write all the riffs, all the guitar parts, and then I'll write the vocals." And so he actually just came up with this awesome riff, and so I just started singing over it one day just as an improv, and it just became what it is.
Oh, that's so cool. Where'd you guys record it?
Peel Studios.
Okay.
Off 85th in Seattle. It's my friend Michael Springer's studio. Okay. It's just a sweet in-home studio, and he's an awesome dude.
Yeah, it sounds great. So, great job on that. What's your favorite venue around town?
Ooh, mine.
All of you.
Recently, yeah. Numo's.
Okay.
So I really like that place. It's a good atmosphere.
You know, I really like Luigi's.
Okay.
I know it's not exactly in Seattle, but it's a great local venue. It's a great place for younger people to get out and to be able to see their favorite bands. So yeah. I like what Louie does in the scene.
Yeah, no, they're great for, especially for the all ages crowd. You know,
yeah, and their pizza's great.
Yeah. Are you guys out of the South End, or are you more in the city?
No, we're from Seattle.
Okay.
Mostly.
We're just going to say we're from Seattle.
Yeah. Okay, who would you say each of your... I know you guys all come from different backgrounds, and you've just sort of gotten together recently. Who would you say each of your individual biggest influences are?
Mine is Alice in Chains. I've listened to them since I was a kid, and also Pantera. So
yeah,
some Dimebag. Yeah. Right on, brother.
I guess mine's just Led Zeppelin. I've always listened to them.
A drummer that loves John Bonham.
That's not going to happen. No.
Right?
Well, I know I already said the Doors and Led Zeppelin, obviously, they're a huge influence. This is totally obscure and random, but Circus Survive. I know, right? Cool. Anthony Green is one of the nicest people I've ever met, and I've been following his band since I was probably 12 or 13, and every album is just amazing. But other than that, you know, for the doom metal aspect, I really like Electric Wizard, and I like the local band Witchburn.
Oh, okay.
They're absolutely amazing.
I love Witchburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll play some of them later.
Awesome. Definitely.
We have. I love them. Misha's great. So it's October. You guys are a doomy band. What's your favorite horror movie?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Come on, Raw Dog.
Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead. It's just very graphic. I like their special effects. It's just perfect. I thought it was better than all the remakes. All original. I like original stuff.
Totally. This is totally obscure on my part. It's not exactly a horror movie, but it freaked me out as a kid. It was Sleepy Hollow.
Huh.
Oh, yeah,
I just love Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Huh. Bushwhacker? Sorry, I got two sets of names written down here.
You can call me Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle. Yeah, man. I really enjoyed The Evil Dead, the original.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That really creeped me out. My dad had me watch that when I was in, like, third grade.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, yep. Devil's Rejects.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Totally.
Love it.
I love Halloween.
Cool. So who are, besides Witchburn, obviously, who would you say some of your favorite local bands are?
I'm going to have to go with Mechanism.
Okay.
Mechanism and The Devils Hunt Me Down.
Oh, I love them. They just played at The Mix, was it last night? 2 nights ago.
Yeah, they're really good friends of mine, both the bands. I just love those guys, you know, two completely different backgrounds and two different sides of the state. But, I mean, it's just amazing how different and dynamic both of those bands are. I mean, the first time I saw The Devils Hunt Me Down, I walk in and I see Chris playing a Telecaster playing these super doomy riffs, and I'm looking at him like, what? And I can't even get past that. And then I look over at Matt, and Matt's playing a 12-string electric guitar. And I'm like, all right.
Through a bass all right. amp.
Yeah, right. I just go, okay, I'm sold. It's
and then
fine.
Callum's such a good drummer. I love what he's doing.
He's amazing.
Back there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that guy. Cool. Raw Dog, Bushwhacker.
A new band that I've recently discovered is a band called Melodramas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a show over at my house, and they had rocked our faces off.
They're from Utah, right?
Awesome. Yep. Yeah.
And they just moved here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and then,
sweet.
Yeah, they're really great.
Yeah. They just played the mix a couple weeks ago, or like a week ago or something.
It was a High Dive, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a High Dive. Yeah. Right.
But, do you guys realize how spoiled we are in Seattle?
Absolutely.
We are.
When you say a band comes from Utah, I just imagine like they maybe have one or two venues that's as good as the Mix or the High Dive. Those
absolutely.
We have so many in this city.
Oh yeah,
it's the best.
And they sound like Rush or like just amazing band.
Coheed and Cambria mixed with Rush.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just
they made
crazy...
a Love Child and then made it twice as good.
I want to check this out. What's their name again?
Melodramas.
M E L O D R A M U S.
M U S.
M U S.
M U S.
I dig it. All right, so we're talking with local band Black Craft. It is Loud and Local, 99.9 KISW. You guys have any shows coming up soon?
Yeah, we actually have a show with Mother Crone.
Yes.
Which, you know, we all love them.
I love those guys.
We're doing a house show at Kyle's house, super secret.
Ooh.
And that's going to be on Devil's Night, so October 30th.
Oh, all right.
So it's going to be in a cemetery, so it's super creepy. And,
no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are there any shows that the general public can come to?
Yes, absolutely. We're playing a show on January 19th at the Skylark.
All right.
It's a show that Rochelle DeBell puts on. She's a local musician from California and super rad. She's an amazing person, and her whole slogan is "Bitches be rockin'."
Bitches be rockin'. I like it. Well, you guys are a testament to that. So that is January 19th at the Skylark. We're talking to Black Craft. You can keep up with them on Facebook and on Reverb Nation. They are friends with Mother Crone. I love me some Mother Crone.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How about we play some Mother Crone? That sound good?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
My friends, they just got off tour. Tonight, it ended in Medford, actually. They've been all over the West Coast. The album is Awakening. It is out now on T-shirt. You download it off your T-shirt. You buy the shirt at the show, and you scan the QR code. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they will be at the Highline October 19th with Year of the Cobra as well. This is Apollyon on the Rock.
More so. Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
For the cure, the people who could pardon me. The throwing of a lovely bird, the serpent in the apple tree. The stumbling, the sleight of hand, inside of the things I've seen. The promise of the holy wedding, but within the fever dream. Sacred ground, speak in tongues alone to man. The weight of bones to lay me down, it ended all to start again. Coil up my mortal wire, kill my righteous dove. Sit atop my tower, built with earth and turn to mud.
Bear on Loud Local 99.9 KISW. That song is called Bum-Bum-Bum off their new album Mock the Dead, which you can get via their Bandcamp. Just search Reverend Bear. Very excited to be guest hosting Loud Local tonight for Kevin. I got my hands on the brand new Amanda Hardy single, and I am going to debut it for you right after this. It's Loud Local 99.9 KISW. 99.9 KISW Seattle. My name is Matt Koch, filling in for Kevin Deers. He is down in Oregon. Speaking of heading down south, Loud and Local favorite Amanda Hardy went down to LA. I don't know how many months ago, to be totally honest, but I saw it. She was documenting it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And she was down in LA. She was recording a new EP that comes out November 6th. The CD release show is that same day, the 6th, down at Louis G's in Tacoma. And I'm very, very happy to be debuting the brand new single. It is called Homecoming. Here it is. Without further ado, Amanda Hardy, Loud and Local, 99.9 KISW.
Not a homecoming queen, not your average teen, but there's a fire inside that I'm gonna set free. I never grew up blessed, no diamonds around my neck, but I'm gonna make a name. Tell me this isn't a game. Stands in our way between us and our fate. Never stop now, cause we're on our way down in vain. Hold us too high with our heads up in the sky. No shame. Never stop now, cause we're on our way down in vain. Hold us too high. Into the light. Little rebel kids, we never really fit in. The stage is our home, the lights are our friends, and we hope it never ends. No shame, no game, it's all the same. No pain, no blame, it's play the game. They call your name, so glad you came.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Would be Year of the Cobra 99.9 KISW. It is Loud Local. My name is Matt Koch. Year of the Cobra. There's a little bit more of them. You can see them on, what is that, October 19th at the Highline with our friends Mother Crone.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, come out to that show. That'll be fun. I'll be there, at least early. I have to work that night. It's a Monday, unfortunately. Joined in studio by Blackcraft. Thank you so much for hanging out, you guys. That was a lot of fun.
Heck yeah,
absolutely,
thank you.
It was a pleasure.
You guys have a good time?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so I introduced you to Year of the Cobra just now with that song. What did you think of it?
I thought it was amazing.
It's really good. I like it.
Pretty doomy, right? It's a two-piece.
I could hear that on the radio.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So they're a two-piece. It's a guy and a girl, just drum and bass. Much like Royal Blood, another band that I'm absolutely in love with. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar.
No.
We can't play them right now because they're from London. So, but they're awesome too, and it's just a drummer and a bass player, and I love it. So I wanted to show them to you guys before we get out of here. Thanks so much for coming up. Everyone else, why don't you give out the Facebook and Reverb Nation plugs one more time?
www.facebook.com/blackcraftband.
There you go.
www.reverbnation.com/blackcraftofficial.
There you have it. Excellent. And the show is the 19th at the Skylark.
Absolutely.
Bitches be rocking.
Bitches be
right?
rocking.
You hesitated earlier. Didn't know if you could say bitches, but you can. So say it one more time.
Bitches be rocking.
Bitches be rocking. January 19th at the Skylark in West Seattle. Blackcraft is hanging out. Thanks so much. Everyone check them out. We're going to sign off with a band that everybody in this room loves dearly. Yeah. The Almighty Witchburn. This is Der Hexenhammer.
Yes.
On Loud and Local 99.9 KISW.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.